Hello and welcome to the Promised Land of Manchester United podcast brought to you by 90 Min. I'm Scott Saunders and a little bit different one today. I caught up with former Manchester United defender Rio Ferdinand last week ahead of Manchester United's massive, massive Champions League game with Atletico Madrid at Old Trafford on Tuesday night. No Rob today, but you'll see us later this week. But for today, just have a view of my chat with Rio Ferdinand. I just wanted to ask you ahead of this game, really, you know, Chelsea came through a relative crisis last season in the Champions League to go on to win it. Is that actually achievable for Man United this season?
Funny you said that's got to be the blueprint for the rest of the season, isn't it? Chelsea were kind of, they were in a position where a new manager comes in, the team changes, and their fortunes totally get turned around. And that's got to be an inspiration for this team. And they got to look at that and think, no one gave Chelsea a chance in hell of winning the Champions League. And they go on to win it the way they did in style. So can Man United do that? Listen, who knows? They'll have to wait and see. But they'll have to improve in terms of their performances. They'll have to start getting consistent through the 90 minutes. I think that's been the biggest problem. I think the results, I think they're only third up before this weekend, just gone. I think they were third in terms of the points since Ralph Reignac come in. So it says on that hand, that's quite a positive soundbite. But then you look at the teams that he's played against, quite favourable in terms of the level of opponent that they've played against, teams you'd expect them to win. But the performances, I think, have been the biggest disappointment for everybody, which is why there's a little bit of a negative vibe around the club. The performances have been very Jekyll and Hyde. For 40 minutes, half an hour of a game, you think, oh, actually, this looks like something very positive, very confident. Look at them. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of blows up in their faces. And you think, wow, it capitulates in terms of performance. So that's where they're at the moment. That's probably one of the most frustrating things. Forget about whether the Ralph Reignac thinks X player is good enough or he's not, or he isn't the right character, or he is. I think the performances of the team haven't had any level of consistency throughout.
Yeah. So in general, how big is this game in the context of the season as a whole? Because there isn't really, you know, top four will be difficult to achieve given the teams around them in the Premier League. But, you know, to salvage the season, they need a Champions League run, right?
Looks like it. I think they've got they may have to start thinking like that. I think it's a great opportunity. Back in the days, listen, you get a draw in Europe away from home and you bring in a team back to Old Trafford, you are mightily confident. You're sitting there rubbing your hands saying, yes, this is us. But it's very different at the moment. Probably a little bit of anxiety creeping in for the fans and the players that will we get through here? We're not completely sure. We don't know what performance we're going to be able to put out, because that's what the last couple of months have shown us. No one knows what Man United are going to come out of the traps at Old Trafford against Atletico Madrid, but it's an opportunity to change the fortunes of the season. It's an opportunity to change confidence levels. It's an opportunity to start some sort of momentum if they can. And that's what you need at this stage of the season. You need a game. You need a performance. A win, a mediocre, lucky win won't be enough to change the confidence of this team. You need it all to hit. You need the result and you need the performance to back that up with then to start going, actually, guys, there's something maybe for us at the end of the season. Let's go. And then you get that togetherness that starts building through results and performances.
Yeah. With the first leg, Atletico's energy was quite obvious, you know, and there was a bit of a contrast between United's and Atletico's. And I think United were somewhat lucky they didn't lose in the end. What do United need to do differently this time round to progress here?
They need to match them in terms of that energy and work ethic. They have to be tight and a close unit at the back, communicate, and then they've got to be clinical and decisive when they get the chances up front, because they will create chances. We saw against City the other day, as bad as they played and as bad as the result was, they still created a couple of chances in that game. So we know they've got players capable of doing that, but they've got to be a cohesive group, a cohesive unit that play together and don't play in moments.
Yeah, for sure. Drawing on your experiences as a player, like, obviously, we know about the difficulties in the league. Does playing in a different competition like the Champions League make a difference to your mindset and your drive, especially when confidence is kind of low? Because the Champions League is like the pinnacle for most players at club level, isn't it?
No, it doesn't really. Well, not when it's knockout football. Like, if it's the league stages of the group stages of the Champions League, then you go in all, and it's not the life or death situation in terms of the way you are in that timetable. and you've still got a few games where you can win or lose. It's almost a free hit to garner a bit of confidence. But when it's like this is another knockout game, pressure's on. There's no there's no letting up here.
Yeah, for sure. And another thing I wanted to ask you about as well is the away goals rule and the abolishment of it. Something I hate it. I wanted to know from you, like, how did that impact the way you would approach Champions League games when you were a player? Because obviously this is the first season without it. Will the abolishment of the rule make it easier for United in the home leg? How does that affect mentality going in?
Yeah, well, listen, when it was before, where it was like, okay, you go away and you get a 1-1 away from home, you're thinking, oh, just keep a clean sheet and you're through. But it can maybe sometimes make you play with the handbrake on a little bit, or just have that in your mind if subconsciously. There's pros and cons for it, but I think they added drama for a spectator, for a fan. I'm a fan now, obviously a pundit. So it takes away that little bit of drama that I liked and enjoyed as a player, but also as a fan.
Yeah, and it does make the potential of penalties a little bit higher as well, given the record that they've had on previous penalty shootouts in the last year or so. We don't really want to see that happen. But which players are you looking to in this game to make the difference? I mean, Jadon Sancho's been really good recently in, you know, some average performances, and Cristiano is built for the Champions League. Like, he's made for these nights. And we've seen, even since he's come back to United this season already, pull things out of the bag late on.
I think Jadon Sancho, yes, I agree with you. Form-wise, he's in the best form in the Man United shirt, and I think there's loads still more to come from him. But he's had that adaptation time, and I think we're seeing the benefits of that now. He's fitter as well. He's one of the, in recent games, you've looked to for that spark, that bit of quality. Bruno, in terms of creating chances, he's done that in the Man United shirt since he's been here. So you want him to be on form and on song. You can't go into a Champions League game being Man United in the way they are, the form they are, without Cristiano Ronaldo and what this competition means and to him in terms of what he does. What's his output in here? Without him, they're not in this game. They don't play this game. They're already packed up and in the Europa League, because he was the most decisive player in the Man United team. This competition, there's certain players that when they go to get into a certain competition, whether it's the FA Cup for certain people or whatever, the Champions League is Cristiano Ronaldo, the most decisive player that's ever played in the Champions League. He owns this competition. The numbers tell you that.
Yeah, he's got a great record against Atletico Madrid in the past as well. So do you think, you know, with...
He played a part in the goal as well, by the way, the Elanga goal. Made the pass before the pass. So, as much as sometimes, he hasn't scored on that, but he's still, in the last couple of games that he's played, he might not have played particularly well, but in terms of the goals, he's played a role in a few of the goals as well.
He's such a figure to have as well, you know, mentally for the other team as well, I suppose. I'll wrap up here, Rio, but can they do it? I mean, confidence, you know, comes and goes. They, as you say, they play in patches, they play in spells, and then they kind of drop off. Do you have a gut feeling about how it'll go?
I think they can win it. I think Man United will go through, but it'll be a difficult evening. It'll be a long evening. I think it'll go to the wire, but I think we'll just have enough to get over the line.
There you have it then. That was Rio Ferdinand. A big thanks to BT Sport for the chat with Rio ahead of the Champions League game with Atletico Madrid on Tuesday night. It's a huge game for United, and that was, of course, that was recorded just before United beat Tottenham with a Cristiano Ronaldo hat-trick on Saturday. No Rob today, but we will be back later this week to discuss probably that. We'll talk about Atletico as well and whatever comes out of that. Whether United's Champions League run keeps on going, we will see. But fingers crossed, a little bit more confidence now after that, albeit patchy, big win over Spurs. So I'd just like to say again, a big thanks to BT Sport for the chat with Rio ahead of that game. And I'll sign off here. So just a reminder, you can subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, etc., etc. And now you can watch us twice a week, usually on Tuesdays and Fridays, but obviously it's a Monday today. This is going out ahead of the Atletico game. So a little bit of a change, but we're usually on Tuesdays and Fridays. So head over to our YouTube channel, hit the like button, subscribe, join the community. And the link should be in the description of this episode if you're listening on audio. So thanks for watching and listening, and we'll be back with you later this week.